Good morning, Mr. McDonald. First off, would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Ronald McDonald. I'm age 61. I'm a retired principal teacher of history, and I live in West Hill, just outside Aberdeen, with my wife. I've got four children and six grandchildren.
Tell us about the situation you find yourself in just now.
Well, this is something totally unexpected. I read a wee bit in the paper about this sandwich bar, McMunchies, and what McDonald's rations were trying to do to it. So this lit up my nose considerably. I found this highly offensive. So I decided to write a little poem in Scots and send a letter of protest down to McDonald's in London. I also sent a copy to our two local newspapers. All that I expected was perhaps they might be interested in publishing my poem because I've done this sort of thing in the past. Then all of a sudden I found I was, on the Friday, I was a complete nobody, the average man in the street. On Saturday I was plastered over the front page of our local newspaper. Then on Sunday I found myself in the News World. By Monday, I had 12 interviews with British radio stations. By the evening, two New Zealand stations, five Australian ones, American stations, German stations, and even an offer for the film rights of the trial from America. So this was totally unexpected.
Why do you think you got so much publicity for your actions?
I think it was the idea of the quarrel with a big company. There's the proprietor of a tiny sandwich bar. Here's a pensioner. And this sort of thing just appealed to the public. They wanted to hear this sort of David and Goliath struggle. It was a newsworthy item, I think.
Is it just the fact that McDonald's are suing people using the Mc prefix that has outraged you over McDonald's? Or are there other practices McDonald's are involved in that you dislike?
It was the business methods. To me, this presents the rotten face of big business. One aspect is they're doing charity, good work with the clown Ronald McDonald, their idea of rooms and hospitals. That's the positive side. But they've also got this negative side that I disliked intensely, and this was big business hammering down on small people. This is something that got quite up my nose.
Do you ever eat at McDonald's, and would you be happy if any member of your family ate there?
I think I did eat once when I was driving down the motorway, but I'm not at all fond of fast food. I much prefer home foods. If any member of my family eat there, that's entirely up to them. It's a free society, they can please themselves.
Do you see McDonald's attempt to trademark part of Scotland's heritage as a typical assault by a multinational corporation upon global diversity?
It's a rather complicated question, that one. The global diversity. it gets up my nose a bit that they're trying to steal this thing. They allege it's for commercial purposes. They don't consider this to be an attack on the personal surnames at all. But to me, they're pinching people's names without authority, and they're using it for commercial purposes. So the converse is true. They're using my name for commercial purposes, but they're crying about somebody else using just a very small part of the name. To me, it's double standards.
Have you considered organising a class action with others against McDonald's?
I didn't initially. To me, this all I wanted was a little poem in the paper. I didn't even publish the poem, I think. But the way things are going, I think I would be quite delighted to join in. I don't think I would be capable of organising anything, but I think I would be quite delighted to join in a class action. If we mean by this, the ordinary men in the street, the men, ordinary women in the street, I would be quite delighted to join it.
How did you feel when you first heard of the Ronald McDonald clown character?
Well, it's only recently it started to get a wee bit irritating. It's nothing more than that, just a mild irritation. Because I find now if I am introduced at a party or somewhere else, sometimes there's a little comment or something of the sort. I find it mildly amusing. It's rather like you being born with the name Harpo or Groucho Marx. So you're automatically associated with it. Most people are too polite to do that. Well, I do find it mildly irritating, but no more.
How do you feel about McDonald's in general? Litter, advertising to children, their attitude to their own employees, and so on.
Now, I'm not qualified to answer about the litter. It's really the people who are using the place that's creating the litter, and they probably do try to clean it up. They certainly do appeal to children. This is part of the Ronald McDonald thing. I believe there's a survey in America in the 1970s that stated Santa Claus and Ronald McDonald were the two most likable adults. This was surveyed of children under 10. I find that they're fairly typical of American big business. They have a reputation for being miserable with their employees. Their wages are not particularly good. It's not a corporation I think I would like to work for.
What do you think about the McLibel trial and what the two defendants are trying to achieve?
I'm just not too sure exactly what the two defendants are trying to achieve. I believe they were complaining about the McDonald's polluting the earth. I'm not really qualified to make a comment on that. What does get up my nose a bit is the fact that, again, they've got this enormous multinational company with unlimited resources cracking down on two people. That offends my sense of social justice.
The next question on my list is, how do you feel about sharing your name with Ronald McDonald? But I think you've already answered that one.
I think so.
How has this situation affected your everyday life?
I was quite happy being retired. I spend my time writing short stories, poetry, plays. All of a sudden, completely unwanted, I found myself projected into the international scene, in fact. I've conversed with people all over the world now. It hasn't affected my everyday life at all. I'm quite happy to cycle down in my rusty old bike down through the paper shop. But I'm quite delighted to have been given the opportunity. If I can put the boot into McDonald's practices, I'd be delighted.
Are there any particular dangers in what McDonald's have done?
Well, I think it's what they've done in the past and what they continue to do. They're overzealous protection of what they call their registered trademarks. To me, this is where big business is taking over the country. The average man in the street, it seems to me a bit of an attack on democracy. It's big business running the country instead of our politically elected representatives. Not very much good either.
Do you think there is popular support for the kind of protest against giant corporations that you are fighting?
I think there's enormous support for this. Once I had spoken to all the different radio stations in Australia, for instance, I discovered there's a tremendous groundswell of support against this sort of thing that McDonald's are doing. Tremendous popular support. I was really surprised by it. On the other hand, I found myself speaking to a radio station in Texas, and there I was called an ornery old coot because it was fairly typical of the media, of course. They had blown up one very small part of my argument that I disliked them using my name, Ronald McDonald. This is the only part they'd picked up, and I'd never contemplated suing McDonald's over it. Somebody had asked me, am I going to sue? I said I would like to, had I resources. But with some of the offers I've had now, I'd certainly be delighted. I could sell the film rights to it. I'm not in this game to make money. All I wanted was a wee bit of sympathy and help for this lady down in Fanny Stafford.
What particular reasons do you think McDonald's had when they set about their course of action against Ms. Blair of McMunchies?
Well, their stated actions was that the public automatically associates MC with McDonald's. Now, you must be pretty dim, I think, to associate McMunchies if you're looking at it with McDonald's. So an insult to the public to think they can't differentiate between the name McMunchies and McDonald's. But they state that the public associates McDonald and hence MC with very high standards of hygiene, of service, and all the rest of it. In fact, it's a bit insulting to small businesses because their standards of hygiene are probably just as good. But they seem to be overzealous in their pursuit and defense of this name, to which I don't think they've any right to do.
Have McDonald's now been in contact with you? And if so, what have they said?
McDonald's have not been in touch with me. Allegedly, there is a letter being sent to me for they're explaining their position. I've now been waiting a week for this, still no sign of anything, with the result then that I faxed them down a message reiterating my complaints and suggesting a course of action. I still haven't received any reply to that yet.
Is there anything you would like to add to what you have already told us?
I'd like to make it clear, I'm not trying to insult Ronald McDonald, the clown himself. I have no intentions of suing McDonald's about the use of my name. It mildly irritates me. But to me, it's the question of double standards. They can happily take people's names. They can use it for commercial purposes, yet they object if somebody quite legitimately uses even a tiny part of the name, which is not theirs anyway. It's double standards. The other are slightly 3 points to this argument. The main point to me was the methods. This huge multinational company with unlimited resources using an enormous sledgehammer to crack down in one little nut. And this seems to be typical of the sort of thing they do. To me, it's totally wrong. It's morally indefensible. The third point is this attack on our Scottish heritage. They're claiming this prefix MC, this has been the property of the Scottish and Irish nations for over 1,000 years. Here's them claiming this belongs to them. They allege they're not interested in the personal name, only in the commercial use of it, and then only in connection with a food production. But to me, it's still totally wrong. It doesn't belong to them, it belongs to the public domain.
Do we have your permission to feature your answers on the McSpotlight internet page? Your answers may be edited, but the sense will not be altered.
Yes, you may certainly use them.
Thank you very much for a very interesting interview, Mr. McDonald.
Hey, McDonald's Restaurants Limited. Heyman, fix us your saying. Liam Dean, it makes your rain. Why did he the rest of Jack? Scottish names 8 times rest back. No, I was born be named McDonald. And see it happens, the first name's Ronald. And that's my father's name and ah, though ye might think it's years by law. The years before US of A had ever seen the left of A, a file afore your firm was founded, o'er the heavens your name resounded. Long afore your clown cred Ronald, Alder was ruled by Clan MacDonald. My birth line say their copyright, say your claim to mix a loaded drought. Me Scots would say it would be wise to stick to serving up French fries and lose your carpet bagger wise lest Claymore cut you down to size. Prude Scotland boasts made Mix and Max recorded history is the facts. The Yankee wise we'll pay nae heed, say off you go and bile your heed. To foreign foe we've never knelt for Scotland's name, where blood's been skelt. See you Big Mac and I your elk. Down him and yodel up your kilt, ye cheeky burghers.
I don't know how well that will go down with English listeners, but I certainly enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Exactly.